podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Shall we sync it up? Oh. You son of a bitch.
You fairy.
Every time.
All right. I am recording.
I try and start recording. Motherfucking Noah is busy saying hello to his little friend.
Have you been fucking watching, like, fucking soundboards again?
No, Dave Burley does a lot of impressions, and one of them is Al Pacino.
Oh, okay.
He does it much better than I do. I just sound like a slightly angry version of Tim.
I mean, I knew what you were going for. That's something.
Yeah, but his has the effect of, you know, oh, that's Al Pacino, as I think he's going for Al Pacino. Or he's angry.
And slightly constipated.
Why are you shouting, Tim?
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! Just shat myself.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound,
say hello to my little friend!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Andy, have you played Borderlands at all?
I have not.
Okay. I've been playing a lot lately because I borrowed it from Zach.
Have you been playing it on the 360?
No. PS3. No. I told you, I played my first character on PS3. I'm not going to go back through and rebuild my character.
Well, enjoy the taste of my balls.
Maybe you should get it for PS3, my friend. Then you don't have to pay to play it online.
The point of getting it for the 360 would be to be able to play it with my brother.
Fuck him.
I do believe that's his wife's job.
It's your job, faggot incest person.
I hate you.
Anyways.
So much.
I was going to say, I use the SMG a lot, and I just got a support item that regenerates SMG ammo.
Nice.
It's very nice. So I'm just fucking shit up.
You're just walking around like, say hello to my little tiny friend. Oh, man. I played probably close to 3 hours of Wii Sports last night.
Wii Sports!
I feel like I actually played about 30 minutes of actual sports.
Sadly, you did not.
Like, I'm all sore. And I think it's because, like, I don't play just enough to, like, make the little guy on the screen do the stuff. I play, like, that ball's coming for me.
And you hardly move, normally.
Yes, that too. That enhances, it enhances the burn.
You gotta stretch beforehand, put your sweat pad on.
Yeah, well, I'm bound and determined the next time I have to go into the hospital for a stress test, when the nursing students come walking in and I've got my shirt off, I won't be horribly, horribly embarrassed.
Maybe.
Just fat and wheezing and, oh, the treadmill's going to go up another notch. Oh, that's exactly what I was hoping for.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Don't mind the urine.
Let me keep going.
I got to get my heart up how high? Like, oh, yeah, for your age. Yeah, your heart should be at about 192 beats per minute. Like, wouldn't that make it explode?
Well, it's not hard to get that high, right? Like, because isn't the more out of shape you are, the less work it takes to get it that high, or is it?
Well, then I feel a little better about myself because it took for fucking ever to get that high.
Maybe I don't know things.
No, I think that sounds about right, and it's much better for my ego that way. So yes, because it did take a long ass time. Like the incline had maxed out, and it was getting to the point where I was going to have to start running because it was like literally moving at that speed where it's really uncomfortable to be walking.
Yeah.
But like they're telling me, like, no, you just walk, don't run, just walk. Like, my legs aren't this long.
Yeah, okay, because I'm right. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm right, because like if you're really in shape and you're resting, your heartbeat is much slower.
I think I just have an unaccountably healthy heart, which is completely wrong and makes absolutely no sense. But yeah, like when they measured my resting heart rate, it was like at the bottom end of healthy.
Oh, so what did they say about your stress test?
They said everything looked fine.
Cool.
Yeah, that's there was no sign of, like, defects or, you know, bits of the heart that weren't getting enough blood or whatever. Oh, they did have to, I don't know if I talked about this on Tancast before, but they had to inject me with this this contrast stuff to, like, make my blood reflect the sound waves better. So basically it was like this fatty stuff that binds with the protein, and I think it's the proteins in the plasma, but maybe it was in the red blood cells themselves or something like that. So that they've got a really, like, strong return off of this thing so that they could actually see all the details and features of my heart, which means that when I was up on the treadmill and not running, I had an IV in my arm the entire time that I was trying not to get tangled with all the rest of the electrical leads streaming off of my body.
And did you say it felt weird?
No, I had a different kind of contrast. It was like an iodine-based contrast for when I had my chest CT done.
Oh, okay.
And that was, and that felt they weird. Did one CT without the contrast in, and then another CT with the contrast. Like, the machine auto-injected it, and nobody had warned me that, yeah, it feels like death when that stuff goes in.
like
everything
it's
feels
happening
wrong.
Now. No!
You get this sense of vertigo, this weird taste in the back of your mouth, and, like, everything, like, suddenly goes just, like, flushed and panicky. It's like, I don't know why I feel flushed and panicky. I'm looking for lights. Is this the big one? And they came back in, and they're like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. Forgot to tell you. But yeah, when
it's
they were doing the stress test was what they call a stress echo, which means they do an echocardiogram, then they do the stress test, and, like, still measure with an EKG what's going on.
So do they yell at you? They go, Andy! Andy! Andy!
No, it's a stress test. A stress test! A stress test!
We're silly. How's it going over there, Tim?
Fine. Are we ever going to start the show?
Sure.
We have, baby.
Welcome to Tancast.
No, hope you're just blathering about shit.
We hope you enjoyed our cold open.
That's not the show.
That's the show.
That was a cold open.
It's not the show.
That's the show, baby.
Welcome to fucking Tancast, assholes.
That's the show, baby.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast. I don't know who these fucking people are. They're just blathering.
I think maybe you're C today, the cranky pants in Tancast.
I think he's the D in Tancast, because he's a douche.
Maybe you're C today, the cunt in Tancast. How you like that?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Thanks.
You're good. I'm glad.
All right, douchey. I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast.
I am in Noah Tancast. We're here.
Wow, Noah. We just drive that into the ground.
Yeah, I like to change it up. Keep them guessing.
And we're back.
Aw, I thought we were going to have like a 5-minute cold open. Whoa, no, a 9-minute cold open.
There was not one joke in that entire thing.
Doesn't always have to be jokes. It's just about us, baby.
Yeah, what are we, the fucking medical cast?
Maybe people will want to know how Andy's doing. Maybe they're worried.
People don't give a shit.
Maybe the guy,
I'm his best friend and I don't care.
Maybe the guy in Norway, he's like, how is
he
Andy?
He doesn't care.
How
no,
is
you
Andy?
Want to be my best friend now? I talked about being fat.
Meh.
All right, well, fuck you.
No, fuck you, fatty.
All right.
With your fat fucky fat fat.
How about
fuck.
Some tan laughs?
All right.
There you go, Noah. I'm changing it up.
That's all right, baby.
Jokes. We'd like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes on the show. It's a segment we have every week, and we call it Tan Laughs. It's time for Tan Laughs. It's time for Tan Laughs. That's right. It's Tan Laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Because it's time to laugh. Let's laugh!
All right, I'll go first.
See that you do.
Since I ordered
continue
it.
Changing it up.
This tan laugh comes from Mike. For his birthday, little Patrick asked for a 10-speed bicycle. His father said, "Son, we'd give you one, but the mortgage on this house is $80,000, and your mother just lost her job. There's no way we can afford it." The next day, the father saw little Patrick heading out the front door with a suitcase, so he asked, "Son, where are you going?" Little Patrick told him, "I was walking past your room last night and I heard you tell Mom you were pulling out. I heard her tell you to wait because she was coming too, and I'll be damned if I'm sticking around here by myself with an $80,000 mortgage and no transportation."
Oh, silly.
Sorry, I just found my tan laugh.
All right.
This one's from Chris, not the gay listener. He wrote that in parentheses. Why shouldn't women have a driver's license?
I give up.
Because there's no freeway from the bed to the kitchen. You may not be the gay listener, but you are certainly not engendering love from the female listeners.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was awesome.
You're not female.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
despite your womanly breasts. Jesus Christ, I couldn't come up with anything funny. Fail.
That's okay, baby. This one is from Jonathan. Yeah, I'm sure we haven't said this one. What did one gay sperm say to the other gay sperm?
Heard it.
Oh, wait, you heard it or we said it?
I don't know.
You faggot.
Andy's a dick.
That he is. I can't see a thing in Andy's ass with all this shit in here. And there we go.
And that's all for 10 laughs, bitches.
Motherfuckers.
Mother bitches. Bitches of the mother.
So, how was everyone's week?
My week was strong.
Jesus H. Christ.
Got some unexpected money. That's always nice.
Hey, hey, hey.
And then I've been at Rooster Teeth Feathers all week and with Dave Burley.
Say hello to my little friend!
Who does impressions better than I do.
That's not saying much.
True, but it's still...
I mean, they may be awesome, but just say they're better than you.
What?
I said they may be awesome impressions, but just saying they're better than you. My cat does better impressions than you. I don't even have a cat.
You know what? Cats do not do better impressions than me. I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, they do.
I am a better impressionist than your cat.
Meow! Me, fuck, that was horrible.
And I do a better impressions than Noah.
Can't hardly miss.
You do a better impressions than me trying to do an impression of a cat doing an impression of Al Pacino.
Really? I thought you were doing an impression of Noah having a stroke.
Ah, it was spot on, wasn't it?
I've also been recording some of my sets at Rooster Teeth Feathers, so hopefully I'll have a comedy CD to release soon.
Yay!
I've been recording them the same way we record Tancast. I just hooked my laptop up to the sound system at Rooster's.
Nice.
I was like, really? I'm really doing this the same way I'm doing Tancast? Like, that's how I'm doing my, like, I don't know. It just seems so low rent, but it's
I'm
effective.
Sure, like, Brian Regan and, you know, Dave Chappelle, and I'm sure they have a better setup.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they have money to pay for a better setup.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
They're probably not carrying a little dictaphone on stage and going, hang on, guys, I want to tape my set. Click. All right, test. All right, let's do this.
The only downside is the first night I taped it with the computer, you know, with the sound system and whatnot, you can hear me really well. You can't hear the audience for shit. So it sounds like I am dying, even though I had a really good set. So I'm like, so blah, 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 joke, punchline. I'm thinking about putting crickets in between the just releasing it that way. Tim Babb, eat shit.
You can just get a laugh track or, you know, put the laptop out in the middle of the audience one night.
Well, the laptop doesn't have its own microphone. Like I would, It's just hooked up to the sound system. So what I ended up doing the second night is I also used my video camera to record the same set, and I put the video camera in the back of the room so it hears more audience than it does, whatchamastinky, vocals, and then I'll just mush the two together in Audacity.
That's an excellent plan.
Thank you. And hopefully we have a good crowd tonight, and then I'll do the same thing, and then boom. CD of goodness.
Boom, shake the room.
Oh, I don't know if we could say her name, or say, well, Teresa came out last night. With Bob and, I believe, Bob's sister?
Probably.
Okay. Ah, damn, I should know her name. I don't.
You are a horrible
friend.
They introduced
me. I know. I suck.
There's a Beatles song with her name.
Jude?
Yes. Bob's sister, Jude.
Seriously?
No.
But don't be a faggot and just say the fucking name.
Michelle, douchebag.
You're a douchebag. I don't know the song, Michelle.
Yeah, neither do I.
Hey, Michelle.
I don't fucking know the rest
down.
Of Jude.
We all live in a yellow Michelle. Yellow Michelle. Yellow Michelle. Well, I hate you both.
Can't buy me Michelle. No, 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 no. Can't buy me Michelle.
No, 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 no. Silly.
So, let's link that.
Say hello to my little friend!
You both know the song. I can guarantee it.
I've heard of the song, but I wouldn't have even guessed it was a Meatles song.
Oh, good old Meatles.
Yeah, they're a Beatles cover band that plays with all beef jerky instruments.
Good old beef jerky.
That'd be delicious. Because after the set, you can just eat your instrument. Like, fuck this, I'm not going to pack. Nom, 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 nom. Oh, I need something to drink.
Michelle, I need somebody. Michelle, not just anybody. Michelle.
Oh, God, I would stab you in the face if I could. So getting back to Al Pacino impressions.
Hoo-ah!
We've got I think it's HBO movie.
Hey-o!
You Don't Know Jack, about the life of Jack Kevorkian, on the TiVo right now. We haven't started yet.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, said, wouldn't it be awesome if, like, the very first person that he kills, he turns to somebody else and goes, hoo-ah! I don't think it's that sort of movie, dear.
It would be awesome, though.
Would be, but she's like, she has a great big ass!
What the fuck?
I don't know, apparently Al Pacino's a little blacker in Noah's World.
No, no, it's from Heat. It's like this whole thing where he goes about someone's ass.
Oh.
I should see Heat again. I've only seen it the once.
I don't know if it holds up, but I remember loving it at the time. I haven't watched it in a long time. I do own it, though.
Wasn't that like the first time that Al Pacino and Dustin Hoffman were on screen at the same time?
Close. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Wow. Why do I always fucking do that? Hoffman and Robert De Niro gets like reversed in my head.
I don't know
not
why.
The faces, just the names.
Excuse me? Eh? Excuse me? Eh? You said I was Dustin Hoffman? Fuck you.
Yeah. Are you calling me Dustin Hoffman?
I'm trying to do an impression of fucking Al Pacino. Not Al Pacino. The other guy.
Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro doing an impression of Rayman. I can't fucking do it. I'm sure it'd be funny.
Yeah. Definitely good driver, eh? Fuck you.
That's better.
If only Dave Burley were here, he could do this for us.
Invite him on.
Get him on.
I'm sure he's going
to
sell gonna
his
right
career.
Tell him that we specifically just want him to do Al Pacino doing Dustin Hoffman roles.
I'll see if I can bring a recorder to the show tonight and see if he'll do that for me. And then we'll plop it in.
That'd be awesome.
Is David Burley like a big comedian? Like, does he have shows on the Comedy Central and stuff?
I want to say I think he's been on Comedy Central, but he's going to have his own like theater show in Vegas next year.
Wow.
Ooh, nice.
That's like making it and shit.
Yeah.
Who's that fat guy that does a lot of impressions that had a show for a while?
Frank Cali fucking Endo.
Yep. You don't like that guy?
Not particularly. I don't know if you caught that.
Why don't you like him?
I for some reason, TBS shoved him down my throat, and I was sick of him.
Yeah.
So it's not so much his fault. It's TBS's fault.
Oh, wait. Not only that, in those commercials he did for DirecTV. And, like, I didn't even think of his impressions were that good.
A lot of people's impressions aren't that good.
I don't know. His Madden's pretty fucking spot on.
Yeah, his Madden, because he fucking looks like Madden. Like, all right, yeah. I could do an impression of somebody I already kind of look like. But then he tries to do other people, like his Dr. Phil. I'm like, really?
Do your impression of Prince then, Tim. Keep going.
That's it. That's all Prince does.
You know that billionaire.
Or Mark Anthony, which I supposedly look like.
I'm fucking J-Lo.
All right, Noah, you do your impression of the lead singer from Fine Young Cannibals.
She drives me crazy. Ooh, ooh.
All right, now fade into obscurity and never get heard from again.
Done.
And I do my Glenn Humplick impression every week. I'm sort of the useless hanger-on.
Was there anyone else used Glenn Humplick? I mean, there's another kind of chubby guy that you look like.
Is somebody, Fat Boy Slim? Is that what they said?
No, it was like Phil or something like that. Oh, the people that said that I looked like?
Yes, dickhole. Jesus Christ.
No, I think Noah was talking about on the Tom Green show, wasn't there another...
No. I was talking about you, Andy.
Oh.
Wasn't there someone else that people said you looked like?
Oh.
Yeah, just use logic and listen to what he says. It's pretty easy to figure it out.
I don't listen to Noah.
Tim's ornery today.
Yeah, I think it was Fat Boy Slim.
Yep, I was right.
That's
funny, because he's
Slim.
Skinny.
Yeah. I think just the name threw people off. Yeah. I bet he looks like Fat Boy Slim.
Is it because I'm fat?
Half that name is fat.
So what's the Slim? Ironic?
Yes.
Mm.
I saw a guy the other day that had, like, looked like, you know, regular size legs, but really big on top. It's an odd look. Like, it's not evenly distributed.
I just want to get fat up here.
My legs will be fine. I got beautiful calves.
That must be frustrating.
You're just top heavy?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, either I want to be fat or I want to be skinny. Pick a side, body. We're at war.
I was describing somebody for my wife, somebody that Tim and I went to high school with, as being a big guy. She's like, oh, like fat? I'm like, I don't know, like fat, like a barrel. Like, not like a top. Like, he's got, like, skinny little legs and a skinny top and, like, just huge in the middle. But more like he's just the same width all the way down. Like, shoulders to ankles, just same.
That's weird.
Very weird.
I think I said he was built like a Samoan.
Oh, those Samoans.
Yes. Yes. Do not fuck with Samoans.
Even the women scare me.
I just try not to fuck with people in general.
Yeah.
You fuck with customer service people.
What? I defy you to find me one example of such a thing happening.
When they're out of cornbread?
Tim, please insert a link to your letter to Mervyn's right here.
Say hello to my little friend!
All right, to be fair, they fucked with him first.
Well, yes.
But no, we're at cornbread. Lady. They're out of cornbread at Universal Studios and Tim blew up the lady.
I didn't blow up. I simply said I wish she was dead. I said in a very calm, civil tone. Just because you're wishing for someone's death doesn't mean you're blowing up at them. Fuck, I didn't realize this was Nazi Germany. We weren't even allowed to wish people dead anymore.
Oh, speaking of Nazi Germany, we watched Inglourious Basterds last night.
Tancast movie reviews.
How'd you like it?
I was so hung up on the misspelling of the word bastards, I completely missed the superfluous U in Inglourious.
Yes, both words are misspelled.
Yep.
And what did you think of the movie?
What did you think of the spelling? That's what we're going to talk about. 500 Days of Summer. Too few M's, too many. What are your feelings?
That was a good movie.
Oh, I'm actually in the middle of it right now. Got about...
Oh, can you believe how it ends?
Got about 20 minutes left.
Summer.
Broke for Tancast. I'm just going to keep on talking until you both shut the fuck up. Don't ruin it for me.
Oh.
Bastards.
It turns out it's 500
Darth
Days
Vader's
of Summer.
Your father. I know.
I've never even seen it, so I can't ruin it for you. Even if I wanted to.
What?
Inglourious Bastards?
I really want to.
I really enjoyed it. I kind of wondered all the way through how it was going to end. It's like, oh, well, it's a Tarantino movie, so it's probably going to be pretty fucked up, but
what's
yeah.
Spoiler.
Well, it's a Tarantino movie. And set in World War II. I think death is pretty much expected.
The guy who played, I can't remember his character's name, but you know, the main guy that was hunting them, he was fucking good.
Oh, shit, what was the character's name? Landa?
I don't remember, but yeah, he was very good.
Hans Landa, yep.
Hans Landa, hello, my name is Hans Landa.
One thing I wish they had done, I kind of wanted them to focus more on the Inglourious Basterds. Like, they told the story of the... Was it the bear Jew?
Yes, sort of.
No, there was the other guy that they told the story about him breaking them out of prison.
Oh, yeah, the one German guy where they actually went and got him. Yeah, and everybody else is just sort of like there. Kind of a cipher. Like,
yeah, I wish they had like done that for every character, or maybe like the main ones, like kind of like done like a little flashback, like this is how, you know, he came to be.
Yeah, but I can also see the point of like the bastards, like you're more seeing the effect that they have. And they're sort of like background characters, like they drive parts of the plot more than just being out in the front. Although it's kind of odd to have named the movie after that band of characters and then not actually be focusing on them the entire movie.
And also, the preview made it seem like it was going to focus on them a lot more.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, it's still a good movie.
I love when Landa pulls out his pipe and it's that huge fucking Sherlock Holmes pipe.
You focus on interesting stuff, my friend.
Interesting is one way to say
it. It cracked me right the fuck up because, you know, he's very proper and very German and whatever. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this huge fucking stereotypically Sherlock Holmes pipe comes out of his coat pocket. Like, the thing's fucking massive.
I got something massive.
How
in
does
my
he
coat
fit
pocket.
In there? Does
I
he
know.
Have the Parker Lewis Cat Loose jacket?
It really is. Ah, oh, man. I want to go back and watch that show again. It probably won't hold up.
Parker Lewis Cat Loose?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it will.
Did anyone else? I know the big guy, Coop.
Kubiak,
is that what it was? I know he went on to do, like, you know, little bit roles here and there. Did anyone else go on to do anything else?
Kubiak is currently on Memphis Beat with Jason Lee.
What about anyone else?
And anybody else? I don't think so.
Shit. I kept seeing the guy who played Parker Lewis in things. I think he was in one of the Stargate shows. He may be right.
Well, he's made it then. Just kidding.
And wasn't his dad, Stack, the guy who played Son of the Beach, he was in,
That guy who was also in a lot of My Name is Earl as himself?
Yes.
As himself?
Yes.
Yeah.
He played...
Oh, that guy!
Yes.
Yes. He played TV's... whatever his actual name is. Timothy Stack.
Stackhouse!
You sure it's Timothy Stack?
Yes.
Doesn't sound right. Check your facts. Oh, wait, I got it. It's Timothy Stack. I googled it. You're welcome. Continue.
You're an idiot.
What?
I think I hate you a little more every day. Yes, Parker Lewis was in Stargate SG-1 for a couple of seasons.
Corin Nemec.
What's he doing now?
Starving?
Sea Beast. Starving.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, he was in an episode of Supernatural.
That he was, which I just said.
Well.
What was the name of the nerdy guy?
Well, let's see here.
Andy?
Jerry Steiner, played by Troy Slayton.
What is good old Troy up to these days?
I don't know. Let's check the IMDb, which is the source of all movie and TV and video game and porn-related
Not
knowledge.
A whole fucking lot.
No, his last credit as an actor was in 99. Is he alive?
Is he still alive?
He's alive. Yeah. Just his career's not.
Maybe. See, I always hope that those people who are on TV shows, who probably make a decent amount of money, I always hope they're like, you know what, I'm going to save this in case my celebrity doesn't last, and then I'll have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he did that.
Hey, he was in an episode of The Greatest American Hero.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air, and I never thought I could be so free. Flying away on wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Sorry. The guy who played the nerdy kid? In 2009, he was himself in The History of Coolness, a look back at Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
I would have liked to have seen that. I probably could find it if I really wanted to.
Probably. Oh, wow. They got everybody back. Abraham Ben Ruby.
Like we said, what are they doing?
Yeah. Well, I told you what Abraham Ben Ruby was
doing. Well, some people are doing stuff, but for the most part, you know.
He's in Memphis Beat, like almost every episode.
I'm just saying.
Oh, and he was in Happy Town before that got canceled, and he was the Troll King in a couple episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I wanted to see, like, the last few episodes of that.
Of Buffy?
Of Happy Town.
Yeah, we had recorded it, and then they canceled it, and we're like, well, fuck that, and we deleted them all.
And there was, like,
you son of a bitch.
There's a few more episodes in the can. Also, Better Off Ted had a few episodes in the can that they never aired. I was like, oh, really? Come on, just... They're out there. Let's see it.
What else are you doing?
I wish traditional broadcast TV would just hurry up and die, and like whatever's better coming after, whatever this glorious future of like whatever I want to see being available at my fingertips, no matter where I'm at. That's like the couch potato heaven, and we can see the glimmering, shining goodness.
Just I think it's gonna be a long time before that happens because there's still too many people who. Watch TV the standard way.
Well, there's too many fucking old people is what it is, and I believe that this will be solved when I begin my war against the olds.
Poor people probably don't have, like, a computer hooked up to the TV, or people who aren't tech savvy.
Stupid people, yes. Stupid people also. So poor people, stupid people, old people. Who else can we hate on?
I don't have a computer hooked up to my TV, and you can lick my ass.
Well, I think that you fit at least two of those. And you are older than me, so. So watch it. Watch your ass.
Where do fat pieces of shit who can die violently in a fire while goats rape their entrails fall into? Do they watch TV?
Are you in that list?
No, you are, fat faggot fuck. Nothing, Noah? You're not going to get my back on that one?
No, Noah's with
hate.
Me.
That's not hate, Tim.
That's hilarious hate.
We're making fun of you first.
I'm making fun of you second.
So it looks like a comedian has died, Tim.
Yeah, Robert Schimmel. Very sad.
Do I know him?
Doubtful.
He doesn't look familiar.
Name sounds familiar.
I mean, he's funny, but... he was funny.
Is he like one of those comedians?
Yeah, I can't think of anything he's done that you'd be like, oh yeah, I watch that all the time. Like, I think he was most. I mean, he was a comedian. He wasn't really an actor.
But he didn't like. He wasn't like a Brian as big as Brian Regan, or so it seems.
I mean, he was pretty big.
Oh, okay. Maybe
in terms of, you know, comedy.
Comedy.
Comedy, laughter and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
What a fitting tribute that was.
Indeed.
We're doing it.
Wait. Robert Schimmel, you did it.
Is it crazy that we have a listener from Norway that's been listening to us for like 2 years now?
Yes, that is fucking crazy. I mean, it's crazy we have any listeners whatsoever, but it's... And also that one is like, hey, my coworker turned us on to you. I'm like, what the fuck work environment?
hey, listen to this offensive shit.
Do you like hearing about dead babies? Because you are in luck. Tancast. Dial it in.
I would kind of like to hear more from our Norway listener. I'm wondering, like, it seemed like they would have, like, a different type of sense of comedy there? Sense of humor? I don't know. I've never been to Norway.
Not necessarily sense of humor, but certainly, like, I feel like a lot of our references would be like, I don't know what that means. I don't care.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Stop talking.
Because we're very, like, and not even broadly U.S. pop culture. We're, like, very narrowly U.S. pop culture.
Yeah, it's not like we're, like, fucking Kevin Smith who pulls out all sorts of random shit.
Well, we pull out random shit, but it's narrow and stupid.
I would still argue that Kevin Smith is pretty narrowly American-focused as well, though.
Oh, right, yeah, he's American, but I think he has a better remembrance of pop culture than we do.
No, Kevin Smith didn't think that Helen Keller was a real person.
That's not pop culture, though.
No, that's culture.
Yeah, he's not into that.
Well, yeah, that was Noah's point. It's not pop culture.
Gotcha.
That sounds
okay.
Well.
That's why he said the words, that's not pop culture.
Oh.
Once again, if you listen to what he says and use logic, it really comes together.
But that requires using my ears.
Tim's on your ass today.
Tim's all up in my ass today.
I wonder how you say his name, or her name. I'm not, sorry to assume you're male or female.
That's what we did with Joe, and we picked wrong last time, so I'm not picking.
Yep. I wonder how you say their name.
Just some glorious person who shines greatly without regard to their gender.
They are androgynous.
In our eyes. Because we don't see genitals. Unless we're looking at porn.
And then there's genitals all up in your face.
In your face!
All up in it.
And we talk so, like, fast and over the top of each other, and we fucking mumble. I don't understand how anybody who's not, like, a native English speaker would think that it was anything more than, listen to those funny guys yammer.
Mumble,
That's
mumble.
Why I don't understand how we have so many listeners from China.
I don't understand how we have so many listeners.
All right. Touche. Or touche.
Yes.
To me, totes is odd. Have you guys heard that, anyone?
I don't know what you're talking
totally.
About.
Totally. When some people say totally, they say totes.
Oh. Well, all right. I'm going to go. I'll sign off on that. That is odd.
I thought that was like some Ebonics way of saying toast.
Nope. I know a couple people that do it. I'm like,
let me
really
ask you,
totes?
Can I get some totes? I'd like some totes with butt ray.
Are you going to fucking carry some fruit with your totes? Are you going to go to the farmer's market? Like a tote bag.
Well, that's
all right,
just
moving
along. Hey, something else that went nowhere.
Oh, back to movies. I saw Where the Wild Things Are this
week.
I got
a recipe.
Oh, shit. It's time to not masturbate in the kitchen.
Don't do it. Nope. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
Don't get jizz on your food. Anyways, my wife came up with this. I mean, it's not like it's totally unique. Like, oh, I'm sure no one saw this before. But it was delicious and pretty easy to make. We had some frozen corn that we, you know, thawed a little bit. We mixed a little cayenne pepper and a little chili powder in there. Put some lime juice, some tomatoes, some avocado. Put on a bed of lettuce. And then I put some Parmesan cheese on top. You don't have to. And you mix, you know, mix all together, and it was delicious.
So like the corn was cold? So
you,
Well, I wanted my corn a little warm, so I had it heat up a little longer, but she just heated up enough for it to be to not be frozen anymore. So, yeah, for her it was cold.
I see.
Now, you sort of came up with this on the fly, or is this a recipe you found somewhere?
I think she just came up with it on the fly. But, I mean, I think it's kind of like a Santa Fe style salad. Like, it seems like I've had something before. It's also kind of like a little bit on ghetto corn with the chili powder.
You said ghetto corn?
Yeah. Have I mentioned ghetto corn here before?
No.
I don't think you have.
Oh, well, here's a twofer.
Does it wear its hair in itself, Rose?
No. That was pretty good, Andy.
Thank you.
I can't even pick on him for that one. That was funny.
That was good.
Itself rose.
So you take some corn, and I don't know if you guys will think this is good, but it's pretty good. It didn't sound good, but you take some corn.
Oh,
you put some mayonnaise on it.
Oh.
Put some chili. Wait, no. What is red pepper flakes, ground up red pepper flakes called? Like even finer ground.
Cayenne pepper?
Is it cayenne?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I think my wife's about to tell
me.
That's
why I said it with a question mark.
It's cayenne. Okay, so you put mayonnaise on the corn all around, and you put sprinkle some cayenne pepper on it, and then you sprinkle some Parmesan cheese on it. And that is what's called ghetto corn.
If you really want to make it ghetto corn, sprinkle some walnuts on it.
And yeah, like I said, it doesn't sound that good, but it's actually pretty tasty. And you can use butter instead of mayonnaise if you so desire.
Oh, yes. I'd be using butter.
And it's not really ghetto corn. That's just, you know, upper middle class corn.
And if you're white trash, you can put some Miracle Whip on it.
Mmm. Give that extra little bit of tang.
So yeah, those are the two recipes for the week. I highly recommend both, but the first one, it was so delicious. I was just like eating them. I'm like, And there's actually, you know what? I will, you can grab the picture from my Facebook, Tim.
Oh, okay. And I will plop it in.
Say hello to my little friend!
You can cut out the bean burger part. There's like bean burgers in there too, but I didn't get that recipe, so boom!
You mean edit them out in Photoshop, or?
You can just crop out the,
Okay, so yes. I'm gonna tie into your recipes here with the recipe of my is own.
Boom! Tim's doing it.
I'll throw the link up here.
Say hello to my little friend.
I made some Thai peanut chicken, and I found it on this recipe site. So it's not like, you know, I certainly wasn't reinventing the wheel. I was just like, I put in chicken and recipes into Google, and eventually found this one. And it's like it's peanut butter and actual peanuts. And there's other ingredients like white wine vinegar and cayenne pepper. Huh? It's mm-hmm. back.
Did you actually do all the different things? Like, did you go out and get ginger root?
No, I had some powdered ginger spices. I was like, that's good enough.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of ginger root.
Fair enough.
I don't think. It doesn't sound like it would be.
Nope, I prefer Marianne root.
Oh, that was not as good as the other one.
No, certainly not. And I knew it wouldn't be, but I still went for it.
I'm letting it slide. I'm letting it slide because the last one was funny. I'm not going to give you shit.
You're getting a pass, Andy.
Oh, so anyway, the broccoli and other shit. Anyway, you combine the shit together and cook it. Whatever, it's all in the recipe.
Fuck it. Can you imagine a cooking show with Tim? All right, we're going to make some...
Fuck it, I'm going to put all the ingredients up on screen, just mix them together until it looks like this. All right, peace.
And now where's my sponsor?
Shit, and you bake it and shit, it's done. Here it is.
And then you eat it, all right?
Wait,
stop fucking with me.
Do you bake it or do you pan fry it? Fuck it, figure it out.
And how did it come out, Tim?
Pretty good, actually. It's weird to cook with actual peanuts.
Why is that?
I've never thought of doing it before.
Like, do you actually cook the peanuts, or do you just sprinkle the peanuts on top afterwards?
No, you cook them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think it helps because they're not like, you know, as you're eating them. Like, they're a little softened up due to the cooking process.
Cool.
However, now I have this huge jar of unsalted peanuts. I'm like, well, fuck it. When else am I going to use these?
You can dump some salt in there. Problem solved.
Just dump some salt in there.
I wonder if you could roast them.
Oh, they're already dry roasted.
I mean, like, maybe cook them with, like, maybe make them, like, a, like, whatever they like, honey roasted or something like that, make them, bake them with something sweet.
I don't know. Maybe you can jizz roast them. That'd be sweet.
I want to jizz roast them.
I'm sure you can find something.
Oh, I will find something, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sticky wicky.
Sticky wicky.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Whew, excuse me. I was up too late last night playing Borderlands.
Playing what? Who's?
Borderlands.
Borderlands.
But not on the PlayStation. Or no, on the PlayStation, not on the 360, which is where I'll probably get Borderlands. When the Borderlands Game of the Year edition with all the extra downloadable content just built right in comes out next month.
I'm getting it for my B-Day. I've already asked the wife.
Oh, you're getting it on the PlayStation 3, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you have fun with that.
Oh, I will. Me and Zach are going to play and his friend. Oh, you got a third friend you can play with, buddy?
Yeah. I got my Wang. My Wang is great at video games.
Yeah, if you get for PS3, you'd have four people you could play with. Three other people you could play with.
Yes, but I would be leaving out my brother, the whole point.
Matt, whatever. You'd have more people to
play
with.
Maybe he should get a PS3. You ever think about that?
I don't like to expect other people to buy video game consoles they don't already own just so that they can spend
don't
time
expect
with me.
Expect it. Just fucking make it happen.
Okay.
That's one thing that I like about owning them both is like when I go to rent it, I can go, oh, what's it available for? And then even to be fair, I don't want to pay to play games online, so I probably wouldn't have got it for the 360 anyways.
Fair enough. And Microsoft is jacking up the price.
Yeah, that too. Oh, I just saw an article where that someone was lamenting that every other place you can watch Netflix for free,
yep,
but you have to pay on the 360.
Yep.
Son of a motherfucking bitch.
Yeah, Wii, free. PS3, free. Rocky Player, free. iPhone, iPad, free, free. TVs, free.
Computer,
TiVos,
free.
TiVos, free.
Apple TV, free. No, there's nothing you have to pay beyond the standard membership, I should say.
Like you're not paying the people who made the little box to allow them to, or for them to allow you to bring bits down the internet service that you are also paying for from the Netflix account that you are also paying for. Like it seriously is, yeah, we're just not going to let you do that unless you give us some money. Not because we're at all involved, but because we can.
Well, they're involved in putting it on there. That's about
they're
as much
involved
as they're involved
in being filthy motherfuckers. Dirty motherfuckers.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder if that will change.
Dirty motherfuckers. I think if they're kicking the price up, no, it's not going to change. I mean, they're just kicking the price of the regular service up. It's one of those things where, like, yeah, there's a per-user cost that is, like, fixed in terms of, you know, servicing their account and, you know, taking care of the billing and the renewals and whatever. So there's a certain fixed amount that, you know, whatever, that's always going to be built in that you can never push down just by having more and more and more. Although you probably do push, if you've got 20 users or 200,000 users, it's probably costs you a lot less to service 200,000 accounts per account than it does 20 accounts per account.
But don't you think the more accounts you have, the more chances for problems and maybe more customer service you would have or something? Like more issues you have to deal with?
Not if you're buying out so that you've got the, you know, the actual architecture to handle it. You got the bandwidth and the storage and whatever.
I just see, like, the more users, the more idiots you have, or more people having issues with whatever reason. Even if your framework is
also... Oh, like the
also...
AOL problem, where you push down past the tech-savvy early adopters and start to get into the hoi polloi?
Yeah, just people... Or just anything can go wrong. You never know, you know.
Yeah, but things like bandwidth, storage, CPU power, all of those things... Those aren't fixed costs. Those are continuously decreasing costs.
Well, unless you're buying... Well, yeah. They should be decreasing, but yeah. What, with the hard drive? It's like, really, that thing's still expensive? For the Xbox?
No. I'm saying on Microsoft's end. Yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, their fucking peripherals are ridiculous.
Fucking peripherals.
They were... until,
like,
like,
I don't know what
the 2 months
about.
Ago, they were charging more for a 60-gig hard drive than you would spend... on a 300-gig hard drive, if you just bought it, you know, on the free market. And once again, they were charging that because they fucking could, and it's Microsoft.
Yeah, you can't hook up any other hard drive to it. You can hook up thumb drives now, but they're limited, too.
Yeah, and not to whatever the thumb drives are limited. They're artificially limited.
Yep. I think it's retarded that they're limited to two, like, you can use up to two 16-gigabyte to make 32. It's like, why don't you just let me use a 32 gigabyte?
Yeah, it's not even like there's a good technological reason for it. Like a, well, you know, we use a 32-bit pointer, so you can't go over 4 gig. Sorry, that was a really geeky thing of me to say right there.
What? And you saying something geeky? Who would have thunk?
Not today. No, sir.
Noah, speaking of video games, did you hear the news?
Oh, about Duke Nukem?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care.
I love Duke Nukem 3D. That game was fun as hell.
How fun as hell?
I didn't really care about Duke Nukem to begin with. So, like, it was just like, oh, all right, it's finally coming out now.
This game was supposed to be released in 1998. It's like its own class of running joke. And it's finally fucking coming, well, supposedly.
Supposedly.
It was supposedly coming out in 98, 99, 2001, 2004, 2005. But yeah, I mean, the fact that people at Penny Arcade Expo were playing it, that's insane to me.
Insane. In the membrane.
In the membrane.
So when is the release date now?
Well, according to somebody who tweeted me on Twitter, claiming that the apocalypse is coming on May 21st, 2011, I'm going
to
say May 21st, 2011.
Well, when it comes out, then I'll believe it.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to believe it then.
For the record, I don't actually believe it's coming out that specific day. It was just some fucking religious spam bot that's like, the apocalypse is coming! Sell all your possessions and join us in worshiping our one true Sky Santa.
It just amazes me that they could work on a game for 10 years.
Well.
Well, wait till you see this game.
It makes me wonder how many times they've reworked this game. I mean, if it tells you anything, Duke Nukem Forever was originally being designed on the Quake engine. Not the Quake 2 engine,
shit.
Or...
shit! Yeah. The Quake engine, bitches.
Tim, learn some history.
History?
Some video game
history,
specifically.
Shut the fuck up. Talk about video game history. Fuck, it's not like fucking Battles of 1 and World War 2 or some shit.
You
the
don't
Quake
understand
engine.
The Great Hexen Wars.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Many a geek's thumbs were seriously, like, cramped.
Stop it.
Many a geek's thumb were cramped in the Great Hexen War.
We lost many a cuticle that day. Oh, the battle. It raged on into the night.
We gave them a great Viking funeral.
For their thumbs. No, I did play the Shank demo yesterday.
What did you think of it?
He shanked it.
I enjoyed it, but I definitely suck at it.
Well,
yeah, apparently there's like combos
like
you can do.
Yeah, and I was starting to kind of get into the combos, but I would also wind up like I would be hammering on some guy in front of me and think, oh, if I just, you know, keep hammering on the attack button and hit this other direction, my guy will turn around and, you know, swing and attack that direction. No, it's like he keeps attacking the same direction he was pointing. It's like you got to stop attacking, turn him, and then start attacking again.
It worked for me. Like, if I used the gun, if I was hammering on someone else, he would instinctively know to shoot behind him.
Yeah, but he'd keep shooting in front of him as well. So, like, you're shooting behind you only half as fast. And in front of you only half as fast.
You know what else is a good game to download? A demo? Joe Danger.
Joe Danger. I'll have to try that.
It kind of, like, reminds me of, like, a Excite Bike, but, like, extreme. Like...
Extreme Excite Bike!
Yeah. I used to like, way, way back in the day, I used to be pretty damn good at Excite Bike.
Like, it has, like, turbo, and you can do, like, flips and stuff. You get points and multipliers for that. But then it also has, like, these other goals to get, like, achievements. Like, you know, collect all the stars, hit all the targets, do it in this amount of time, get 100% combo. Oh.
Well, that definitely appeals to my OCD.
Yeah, you'll like it. Me. You'll definitely have to play through levels multiple times. Because, like, it's impossible to get, like... I mean, I don't think it's possible on some of them to get all the different goals in one playthrough of that level. And for some reason, the demo seems to have a ton of fucking levels to play. Like, I haven't even finished them all. So, there you go.
All
Andy?
Right.
I mean, Tim, you got any video game recommendations?
No.
Sweet.
I recommend not having a video game system, so that way you can sit there sounding stupid while other people talk about it.
All right. Oh, the Scott Pilgrim versus the World demo? Very, like, retro?
Yes, very retro.
Seemed very, I don't know, like, parts of it seemed kind of 8-bit, part of them 16-bit. all of the audio was done by like a chip core band. And
chip,
the controls are sort of Nintendo-y. Like you got the range
Nintendo
of motion.
Nintendo Wii or Nintendo E?
Nintendo E.
Got it.
The range of motion's a little better, but like if you just start punching, like your guy stops moving. So like if you punch somebody and you knock them back, you got to stop punching, move forward, and then try to attack them again.
Like, sounds good.
Like there's no like, you know, advancing through the combo or whatever. There's no move and attack. It's move, stop, attack.
I imagine that was on purpose.
Yeah, probably, because it's also very retro, but it kind of annoyed me.
I thought it was okay. Not something I would pay for.
Yeah. I got some enjoyment from the demo, but yeah, I'd be more likely to buy Shank, I think, than I would Scott Pilgrim.
Tim, did you see any movies?
Nope.
Did you see Where the Wild Things Are?
Oh, yeah, nope. Yeah. I think you're good.
Were you dying to talk about Where the Wild Things Are?
Not particularly. No? I just kind of wanted to seem needy right there.
Oh, all right.
What did you think of Where the Wild Things Are?
It was interesting. Like, it seemed like there was a lot of subtext to it.
Now, you've had you have a kid. Have you read The Wild Things Are recently?
No, I have not.
Okay. Do you read to your son?
Yes.
Okay.
No, fuck him.
Well, no, just plop in front of the TV and then take off for a couple hours.
No, I mean, I'm not sure when you start to read to kids. I mean, some people start to read their kids right away, don't they, or pretty early on?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I should read to my kid more.
Nah.
Because I wasn't sure how much like the book it was. It definitely seemed much darker than I remember the book being.
Yeah, it seemed like it was more a meditation on adolescence and, you know, how interpersonal relationships tend to change as kids start growing up.
It's very true, sir. It was deep. It was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah. I don't think it was as good as my wife thought it would be.
Hmm.
She was like, man, people lost their shit over this movie. Like, people were just...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh my god,
I mean,
the movie's beautiful.
It seemed like people lost their shit when it was coming out, but I don't hear anything after it came out like, ah, that was the best! I just heard like, yeah, it's out.
There it is!
There you go.
for it. Fantastic Mr. Fox was better than I thought it would be as well.
I still need to watch that.
I thought like...
That I did hear people lose their shit about, like, oh my god!
The preview totally turned me off with the kind of crappy stop-motion animation, but...
Yeah,
but I've watched part of it, and it's like I watched like the first 10 minutes or something like that, and it's funny as hell.
How funny is it?
Very clever. Yeah, the animation's kind of stylized. We'll be kind and say stylized, but yeah, there's this one part where the George Clooney character, the Fantastic Mr. Fox, and somebody else are yelling at each other. He's like, cuss me? No, cuss you, you cussing cuss. And then he just like starts hissing at him and like, and they're fighting.
Did I ever tell you I did that play?
The Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah.
No.
And I played Mrs. Badger.
Did you know?
I didn't even know it was a play.
Well, maybe a book, and we did it as a play.
I didn't know it existed as anything before it was this movie.
Ah, yes.
You played Mrs. Badger?
That's right. I stuffed my bra or my chest with paper.
How old were you?
I've been 7th or 8th grade.
That wasn't the one where you were scared,
no,
was
it? No, that was a different one. That was a different one.
Oh, that's my favorite play.
I would imagine, though, that one would be on that video that those other ones would. We're on.
Do you still have it? Where is that video?
It's somewhere around here.
Upload it. Put that shit on YouTube.
It's somewhere around here.
Get
Let us mock you properly.
I think I wore a wig, and I think I was also the light guy, and I think at one point I had to run up on the stage, and I forgot my wig. And I had to run backstage.
Delicious.
I wanted to play Mrs. Badger, though, because I thought it would be fun.
Were you right? Was it fun?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. I mean, I always enjoyed doing those plays. I think being the lead, the one where I was scared, that was hard because I was like, yeah, the main character, so I had to learn so many lines. I was on the stage so much, and I was just like,
oh. You're like, fuck this. Nero can have this bullshit.
I think they definitely enjoyed being more of a side character, supporting cast.
Which is why Tancast is perfect for you. I am a bad friend.
I also saw...
You also saw? I thought you didn't see anything.
No, sorry. At my show, someone else who came out, was Bree. So she bought a Tancast CD, and she goes, oh, good, Noah, my favorite Tancaster's on there. I was like, fuck you, give me that back.
Was she just fucking with you?
Yeah, no, you're probably her favorite Tancaster.
I remember one time, what did she say? She said, Noah's laugh makes me want to hug him.
Yes.
I just thought that very amusing.
And then you just laughed. Instant hug.
Here's something you guys can mock me about if you want.
Yay!
I think I'm going to get some of those barefoot shoes that are like little toe socks.
Oh, no, I'm not going to mock you.
Oh. I will. Fuck, I don't know why Andy's not.
Oh, because I pick shit up with my toes all the time. I constantly look at my shoes as like an impediment.
I don't know if you can still pick up with your toes. I haven't owned a pair, but they're supposedly I'm waiting. Because, you know, people love them for running, and there's all of these things that people are like, oh, we love this. Then they are, oh, yeah, you should be doing that. That just fucks your shit up.
Well, no, there's that tribe in Mexico that runs in either barefoot or just like flat sandals, like basically flip-flops.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit we used to do that we don't do anymore.
Yeah, well...
No, they still do it, yeah, and they beat people with...
Right, but I mean, I know a lot of people say, oh, this is how we used to do it.
They consistently beat people, and they have a much lower incidence of, like, joint
back
issues
problems.
And, like, sprains and all the rest of that shit.
Yeah, I've heard all that stuff.
Because it makes them run up on their toes instead of striking on the heels.
I know. I'm just... I don't trust
everything.
Well,
then I'm saying the issue, you know, the saying that, you know, there's lots of shit we don't do that we... don't do anymore that we used to do, then that's not the argument. You're saying, you know, there's lots of shit people say... is better that may or may not be.
Yes. But one of the arguments is we used to run barefoot and it was
5%. Really? That's the argument someone's putting forth? We used to do it.
And the argument that people still do it.
Yeah,
like,
that's sort of like the same argument as like, oh no, everyone should go back to eating only raw foods. Because we used to do
well.
It. Yeah. Before we invented fire and evolved from apes.
So yeah, we used to live like 30 years, and then we were done.
Yeah. Well, and also, before we invented fire, that was back when we had tiny, tiny brains and couldn't metabolically handle making brains this fucking big. It was, like, adding that much meat to our diets that, like, you know, the human evolution up to bigger and bigger and bigger brains tracks very closely with our success as hunters.
I'm fucking in here!
You got that, Tim? Meat's good for you.
I wrote it down.
Sorry.
Andy's angry. Done.
What?
At people making ridiculous health claims based on,
oh,
I don't know, wishful thinking.
I was going to tell Tim something. You remember, I don't know what we were doing,
I'll close
Tim,
my ears.
But for some reason dancing came up, and I was like, I'm dancing. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Vaguely.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a little robot guy in the Borderlands game I play, and he says the exact same thing. Almost like, imagine the exact same way I said it. It just amuses me every time I hear it. Like, if you just wait around him long enough, he's just like a, you know, just a random character that gives you information. If you wait around him long enough, he goes, I'm dancing. That's all.
Awesome.
Carry on.
Carrying on.
Carry on, you wayward son.
Oh, I didn't tell you guys this, but I think that CJ sent me an email in Catalan.
CJ, he's doing it.
Because I'm reading this, it's like, well, it's definitely not Spanish. It's not French. It's not Italian, I don't think.
Google doesn't... Oh, no, you turned off Translate.
Yeah,
right?
I actually did.
You stupid son of a bitch.
I'm going to turn it back on and see what it thinks. Experimentation. It's how we learn to play with ourselves.
What's this? This feels good. Oh, don't do it with the hot iron. That's no good.
Oh, no. Well, that felt good, but it's, everything's like... red and angry now.
Wait, how did it feel good? When did it feel good? How? Why?
No, not with the hot iron, but...
Whoa. Just wicker.
Have you heard about the movie with Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor having gay butt sex?
Nope.
Yes, I've seen it.
Not
Wait,
the movie,
was
I
it Jim Carrey? I'm pretty sure it was Batman.
Ewan McGregor?
No, Christian Bale.
No, this one has Ewan McGregor, and they're doing it. Look for
yes.
the clip online.
Ewan McGregor and Christian
he's
Bale.
He's agreeing with you on Ewan McGregor protesting Jim Carrey.
No, it's Jim Carrey.
Done.
Was Jim Carrey in that? Shit, it was like about...
This is. I don't think this movie's even come out yet.
Oh.
Oh, now I look who feels like an idiot.
Well, then that was Ewan McGregor being gay with someone else.
Ewan McGregor's gay! So super gay!
Oh, you know what? It may not be Ewan McGregor in this clip, but I think Ewan McGregor's also in this movie.
Fuck, there's just flawed information flying around today's Tancast.
Fucking Jim Carrey just plays, like, the same thing. Like, even when he's doing gay butt sex, it's like, that's Jim Carrey kind of being Jim Carrey.
It's all he knows, Noah. It's all he knows.
Oh, wait. I think here's actual... You can actually watch the video of him pounding a dude up the butt.
Say hello to my little friend!
Jim Carrey is giving this muscle daddy a pounding. Wow. That is the most descriptive movie title since Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, I guess they pull the clip.
Son of a bitch.
I will.
What was that?
I will.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I will.
Well, certainly, Noah.
I was foolish not to think of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure Tim could dig it up. He found that Star Trek link.
Star Wars?
Yeah, that too.
What, are you taking lessons from Andy?
Yep.
He used to do that on purpose all the time when we were in high school.
Nope.
Because he knew it irritated me.
I didn't.
You did?
No, it was not on purpose. I swear to God.
You did. Oh, I saw the look on your face. You're like, haha, God.
No, it was the same. I just realization of, fuck, I did it again. It, for some reason, math and Spanish. I always call those classes the same thing, too.
Just how you think Dustin Hoffman and Robert
Spanish?
De Niro.
It's this, like, weird transposition of things in my head. It's like, I don't know, situational dyslexia or something. I'm just going to give it a name, and you can fucking like it. Ah, by the way, Velvet Goldmine, Ewan McGregor, Christian Bale, Eddie Izzard. Who else was in that, having the butt sex?
There's butt sex in that movie?
There was butt sex in that movie.
I never saw it. You would see it, homo.
Butt sex. Oh, Jonathan Rhys Meyers, or Rhys Meyers, however the fuck you pronounce that. The guy who was just playing Henry VIII in The Tudors.
Henry VIII, I am.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. Yep, that was definitely the movie I was thinking of. When Christian Bale and Ewan McGregor were filming their sex scene, the director cut without letting them know, so the two continued to simulate the act until they realized the trick that had been played on them.
And he's like,
delicious.
Oh, classy. Good for you!
That seems like a very douchey director thing to do.
How many of these guys pretend to be gay more than they already are?
Keep going.
Why? Just because.
Keep going.
I'm a dick.
Keep going. Finish.
Keep going.
Finish on his back. On his dirty little back. His muscular back.
I still haven't seen The Machinist, where he got all crazy scrawny.
I have.
Is it good?
Yes. Yes.
It sounded like you even believed yourself. Yes.
It was good. It was crazy.
You want to see a crazy movie that made my brain kind of hurt? Primer.
Nah.
Oh, man, that's on my, movies to see before I kick the bucket list.
That movie just fucked with my head.
That's, there's like time travel and shit in that one, right?
Yeah. They invent a time machine by accident.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely want to see that one.
But the way it works is just crazy. I saw Despicable Me yesterday.
And how was that?
It was not bad. It was funny. It was cute. It was what to be expected. Fuck it. I did not recognize Russell Brand's voice. He's in the movie playing like an older doctor.
Is he the guy in the little like rascal? Little wheelie
around?
No.
He's like a human character. He voices a human character.
Yeah. But in the previews,
yes,
there was some mad scientist driving a little rascal.
I was thinking like you were talking about the little cornet-looking guys.
Oh, no. No, I was talking about an actual human character. That like I only ever saw him with the little... Yeah, you're right. They look like bits of corn.
I think Doug Benson came up with that one.
What the fuck were those things, by the way? Why?
They never really explained them beyond Minions.
So he made Minions small... And apparently some of them have only one eye?
It doesn't even explain where they came from. They were just there.
They were always there.
It's just like, there's a point where, you know, there's a bigger villain than him, and he's trying to figure out how to, you know, one-up what this other villain did. And he's like, gather the minions! And then he goes down into his underground lair, and they're all there, just hanging about. And they don't speak English, which I don't know. I just found so adorable. I don't know why. I just find it cute when little weird things don't speak English. They just make weird noises.
No, you should totally go to Central Africa.
I don't like it when humans do it.
Oh.
Just animated characters.
Not even when they're like pygmies?
Doubtful. Because I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. You're not cute to me. You're probably going to eat me. Go away.
You're probably going to eat me. He's going to eat me!
Do pygmies eat people? Or have they in the past?
I don't know.
I'm sure somebody, I mean, just like, you know, they're fucking Manhattans have eaten somebody. I'm sure pygmies have done it too.
So yeah, I mean, it was, oh, fucking 3D is expensive. Fuck 3D.
3D is the reason why, like, movie earnings and per seat amounts went up like 10% or something like that last year.
Like, I went.
I'm going to go see Avatar in 3D tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
Hey. Can we sign, like, a pact between the three of us that we will never go see a movie in 3D that wasn't actually, like, filmed or rendered in 3D?
I'm pretty sure after Avatar, I can't imagine I'll be seeing another movie in 3D. The only reason I'm seeing Avatar in 3D is because everyone said, if you're going to see it in 3D, otherwise don't bother. It's just blue Pocahontas in space.
I don't think the 3D added that much to it. It was nice. But I don't think it's going to make, like, oh my god, this movie's amazing now.
Having seen it both ways, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see, I mean, just the amount of detail and how well the 3D is done, except for the stuff that I'd already complained about on Tamcast, when it's like, stuff just appears in the middle of the theater, flies across the theater, and disappears at the other side.
Which I don't think is going to bother Tim that much.
Yeah, probably not.
I went up, and I was like, took my sister, and I was like, oh, two tickets, like, that'd be $28. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? I will see. Like, I do want to see Tron on IMAX and in 3D, so that should be like $100.
You can do IMAX 3D. Save yourself some money.
Say that again.
You can do IMAX 3D. Save yourself some money.
That,
well, it's
Andy was interpreting what you said as you were going to go see it in IMAX and then go see it in 3D, and so he's saying see it in IMAX and 3D at the same time and save yourself some money. But what you actually meant was you were going to see it in IMAX 3D, so you're all set.
Oh, and it's still going to be $50. Gotcha. I see the joke now. $100 just seemed way too much.
I'm like, wait, that's exactly what I was going to do, Andy. How's that save myself money?
How'd I lose him? Where'd he go?
No, see, what you should do is right now or, you know, within the next, like, let's say 3 or 4 minutes, breathe in, and then at some point after that, again, probably within about 3 minutes, be sure to breathe out.
Or I could go, fuck you, Andy.
Oh, no.
I'm guessing you're probably still going to follow my advice and breathe somewhere around there.
So I win this one.
Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Oh, Noah. iPhone 4.1 comes out this week.
I was holding my breath. Yes. I won't be getting it right away.
I just got that he was holding his breath. It's like, why was he holding his breath for the iPhone? Oh, I get it.
A little long for that joke, but there you go.
I got it right away, Noah, so, you know, kudos.
I'll be waiting for them to jailbreak it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be getting all of my my old shit, the whole reason why I jailbroke my phone, off, like, ASAP this week, so that I can put the iOS 4.1 on my machine as soon as it's released. Like, hopefully the second it's out, I'll put it on.
So you can fix all your problems?
Oh, I believe. God, I hope so. I've gone from loving my iPhone to hating this. I refer to it as my I hate now.
I believe you can update it from a different computer than you normally use it on.
Yes, you can. And so, like, if I'm at work and I hear it's released, I'm going to fucking update my phone right there. And if it gets all fucked up, I'll just come home and restore it from the last backup. So, like, every night I'm going to be syncing my phone to make sure I've got a recent backup at home.
I sync it every night anyways, but I listen to a ton of podcasts.
Yeah, my wife got pretty pissed off at me. She was calling me, and I'm trying to answer the phone.
Hey, Andy, I'm calling.
Yeah.
They calling you.
I'm doing a reenactment while you tell the story.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm trying to answer my phone, and I'm swiping the little bar, and I'm swiping and swiping and swiping, and not a fucking thing is happening. The phone continues to ring, but there's no, like, recognition that I'm trying to interact with it to answer a call. It's a phone. Phones are made for making and answering calls. If I can't answer a call, it's fucking useless to me. Or certainly doesn't hold up to the promise of, you know, the vast majority of the money I spend on it every fucking month. which is to use it as a phone. So I was so incensed and enraged, I almost pulled a Tim. I was actually reaching for the down button on my window. And my phone was going to find out what it was like to skip off pavement at 70 miles an hour.
I've never thrown a phone out the window, sir.
I don't understand breaking expensive products you paid for. Even
because
if it's
can't
not working
use
right.
It. It, like, I pay for it. I pay
yes,
money
but
for
it's
this
a software thing.
Thing. And the
it's
only
like
thing it does
thing
is make
it
me mad.
Be fixed.
I'm makes paying me angry. To be enraged.
I don't
and
get
then,
it.
And I then will... you use physical brute force on an inanimate, defenseless object, and you win.
Yes. And then you feel better.
The object can't fight back.
But
no
you really use, because then you don't have a phone at all. Even when that doesn't even work some of the time.
If I actually did that...
I win, Noah!
It occurred to me later that I would probably go back, pick up all the pieces, drive to the closest Apple store, and say, hey, your last update broke it. No, the rest of this damage, this is all ancillary. It was already broken before this happened, so I'd like you to replace it with a phone that works. Yes, now.
And I see you leaving with your broken phone.
Or I will throw you out the window at 70 miles an hour, and we'll see if you can fly.
Yeah, what you're saying right now doesn't work for me, and I think we've seen what happens when things that I want to work for me don't work for me.
Yeah, I'd like to see you do that, Andy.
Yeah, no.
I would.
Man.
I put my vote in. Yes, do it.
I actually sent an email to Steve Jobs that said, I'm going to brick my phone, and in the middle said, like the body of the email said something along the lines of, I'm going to hit it with a fucking brick, send it back to Apple, break my agreement with AT&T, and go get myself a Verizon Android.
I'm sure that endeared him to you.
I'm sure.
He's probably fucking got a list of fucking crazy-ass customers. Oh, yeah, can you have this guy?
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead and add me to the list. You broke my motherfucking phone. And it's not like they had a backup plan. Like, there was no, oh, hey, sorry all the people whose phones we made unworkable. Here's how you step back to the previous version without losing all your shit or potentially wrecking your phone. No, they stuck to the party line of, well, we don't support downgrading your phone. Well, clearly you don't support upgrading my phone either or else this thing would work. So I have no tolerance for tools that don't function.
Why do you like
that's
your penis?
That's why you don't
then?
Watch Jersey Shore.
Boom!
Ah, you talked over my joke.
You talked over my joke. You ever think about that?
I heard Noah's better. Joke. It was about my penis. I think Tim's was funnier, even though Noah's was about my penis.
Of course, you would think Tim's funnier.
No.
Noah's
no.
was probably funnier then.
Nope. No, Noah's was kind of obvious.
So was the Jersey Shore jerk.
But we don't talk about Jersey Shore. We talk about my penis constantly. Speaking of my penis.
Well, it's like you talk about Sasquatch, things that don't exist.
Yeah, fuck you. So speaking of my penis, my wife and I watched the show Lie to Me on Fox.
And then I fucked my wife hard.
And then I did. No.
And she was like, I orgasm. And like, wait a second. I've been
was
watching
that my
show.
Penis?
Lie to Me?
Who else is in
who
here?
Who did there? Okay, so you're watching Lie to Me.
So we're watching Lie to Me. And like... The show involved, or the episode involved, the porn industry, and yeah. It was just, like, so hack that they went, like, all moralistic against the porn developer guy. Like, he seemed to be just a dude trying to do business, trying to make a quality product. He had, like, a nice office and whatever. But, like, all of the characters were going, like, out of their way to be, like, mean and angry. With him and like threatening him and like assuming that the fact that a couple of the girls that he'd worked with were HIV positive that was like his fault and that he was involved in this, like people were threatening him like with physical violence and shit, and it turned out that it was this dude that had worked with him had a spoiler alert sorry that this asshole actor was HIV positive and had paid a doctor off to give him a clean bill of health. And that it wasn't the producer's fault that he wasn't involved or anything. But, like, all through it, like, everyone's talking about, yeah, we need to take this guy down. It's like, for what? He's just making porn.
The way the good Lord intended.
You know what? I'm going to go back to that Christian fisting people and see what they say about porn.
Do you have it bookmarked?
No, but I'm just going to Google Christian fisting.
Oh, okay.
And I'm pretty sure that's going
to
give me...
Because it sounded like you're like, I'm going to go back to that. And he was like, and like hardly any keys were tapped. It was like, fuck, he's got that shit set.
No, I got this shit on lock.
Fisting in God's will. Sexinchrist.com. So, oral sex, anal, Viagra, threesomes, masturbation, God's great gift to us. A proposal for Christian pornography. Boom, I knew it'd be there. Erotica with biblical foundations. It must depict only married couples engaging in sexual acts. Well, unless bestiality suddenly becomes a Christian marriage, then I'm afraid I can't truck with them. Portray sex within the context of a Christian marriage. Yeah, okay, sorry. That all the well-hung pizza delivery guys. It must be instructional.
This is how you make a big sausage pizza.
Oh, I love this. This is a great turn of phrase right here. Husband and wife must both receive their due benevolence. So, everyone out there.
I'm going to say that the next time I'm in the bedroom with the old lady. Like, hey, are you ready to receive your due benevolence?
No extramarital sex.
Receive your due benevolence.
No extramarital sex unless it is to illustrate the downfalls of adultery. And in my head, in parentheses after that is, and also allow you to fap.
Fappity fap.
Oh, this is wrong.
Fappity fap. Fap, 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 fappity fap.
In case anyone wonders, right now I'm making sure that if my mom still listens to Tancast, she won't.
Aw.
And I just dove right into porn, didn't I? It's like, hi, all the people who actually know me in real life. Now we're going to talk about porn. Must be uplifting and inspirational. Well, uplifting, yes. No profanity.
Fuck that.
Although exclamations of pleasure are acceptable, as are the natural sounds and vocalizations of lovemaking, Christian porn should contain no profanity or swearing. The participants should address each other lovingly and respectfully at all times. Hey, I've had sex. You do not address each other respectfully and lovingly at all times. Not if it's good.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Booby!
Weigh these things in your mind. Take it, my loving wife, receiver of my seed, or take it, bitch.
I don't say either one of those. How about that?
Really?
He's like, thank you. Thank you for having sex with me.
Just crying.
I'm so lucky.
Wow. Bear before God, shaving in the Bible. Okay.
Oh, B-A-R-E before God, not...
Yes, not bear. Like,
bear.
I'm going to eat all your honey and your children's arms.
Bottom.
Hungry power bottom.
Whew.
I think we may have exhausted all the goodness we have for one day.
I certainly would hope so.
Sounds good to me.
And so far as we've actually gone to the badness.
Yep. Clearly.
I like the bad touch.
Mm-hmm. Hey, no, you and me, baby. We ain't nothing but mammals.
Really?
Doing like they do on the Discovery Channel.
That's what I was thinking.
That far back for a reference?
Huh?
I said we're going that far back for a reference?
I mentioned Parker Lewis can't lose.
Yeah.
All right. I can't really defend against that logic.
And we sang the theme song for Greatest American Hero.
That is a classic, sir.
Yes, but not a recent classic.
The Bloodhound Gang is not a classic.
Oh, yes, it is.
And Tim are going to have chicken and waffles in a few weeks.
They've
got
an album called Hooray for Boobies, and if you take the CD and put your finger through the hole in the middle of the CD, it looks like your finger is the nipple. That is classic.
No, it's not. It's a nice little trick. It's not classic.
Genius.
No. All
right. I'm going to stop recording now.
Oh, I guess we're done. Fucking knows, like, fucking, I'm
If you guys
recording.
Go back and forth about Bloodhound Gang being a classic or not, I'm done.
Fuck, you and I go back and forth all the time.
I thought that's not how I wanted to extend the podcast. It's been long enough already.
Well, look at you. Noah's made a decision, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Sorry Noah's such a tool.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of Tancast. Check out our official website at Tancast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official Tancast store. You can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Tancast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on TANcast.
Are you guys ready for your feature performer? Yeah, you are. This guy, you've seen him on Coffee TV 20, PBS, and he's a contributor to Cracked.com. Please say hello to Tim Babb.
Keep going for Brendan, everybody, your host. Doing a great job.
Say hello to my little friend.
A lot of people do ask me after my shows, like, hey, you were funny. Can I buy a CD of your set? And I do sell CDs for $5. Only $5? Yes, only $5. But they're not of my act. They're of my podcast. I do a podcast called TANcast with my two old roommates. It's just us getting back together. You may have noticed I don't swear on stage. On my podcast, we swear all the time. Like, the second track on the CD is a debate about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if he wanted to. Spoiler alert, no, you couldn't. It's gonna happen. Just close your eyes and think of Christmas. It'll be over soon.
Tim Babb, let him hear it.